what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Got local soccer. Should be gearing up for the college fall sports season, but unfortunately the NJCAA has pushed that back to the spring, which means fall and winter is going to look a little different. Now, we have had conversations about this in the past, but today we are going to talk with Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern men and women's soccer squads as he gears up for what's going to be an unorthodox 2020-21 season. Coach, it's a pleasure to get you on today. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. I love being on with you.
Well, it's always fun, Coach, and I know right now a lot of uncertainty. I think we have the ability to have a conversation that I feel fairly confident in saying we'll probably never have again. The idea that a worldwide pandemic is going on at the moment as you take over the USU Eastern program, and it has thrown some uncertainty, I know, around the 2020-2021 season. We now know there will be no season in the fall. Instead, we're moving soccer to the spring. I'm sure this has really changed things for you and the USU Eastern program, I would assume.
In some ways, I mean, obviously, you try and look at the good things about it. Because we didn't get a spring, our teams always make a lot of progress in the spring because they get to take training maybe a little bit at a slower pace. They get to focus on improving in certain areas that they struggled during the season in the fall, and so spring is always a really important time for us. And we didn't get a spring this year because obviously the pandemic hit and all the kids went home. And so having the fall, at least in that regard, will help us because it'll allow us over the fall to maybe take things a little slower. And so when our season does start in the spring, April 2nd, we will be maybe just a little bit more prepared. Our kids will have had time to transition from their high school and club style to a college style, which is far more up pace and far more difficult. And so if I want to look at the positives, that I guess is a positive, but there are plenty of negatives as well. I'm losing kids right and left, kids that had planned on coming for that are part of the LDS church, and they were going to come in the fall and then leave for their missions in the spring. And now I've got three or four of them that have said, well, if we're moving to the spring, it doesn't make sense for me to stay for both semesters, so I'm just going to go now. And so I'm having kids that I thought were going to come in and play a big part in our team success this year that are dropping off. We've had some other kids that, because of the pandemic, have had emotional issues, depression, anxiety because of what's going on in the world. And so they've been struggling with that, and they're feeling like it would be better if they took a year off as well. And so, I mean, I'm just losing a lot of kids that would otherwise be here. So, I mean, there's definitely some negatives, but, I mean, as a coach, you got to do your best to look at the positives.
Oh, no question. And I know this affects every school across the board. And that's the other thing to keep in mind. I mean, especially within the conference, Coach, there has been an addition with Truckee Meadows to the conference most recently. This affects everything across the board. So when you put together a schedule now, trying to get as many games as you can, as you're allowed to, I should say, in the fall, where you could play eight different opponents, and you take a look at the preparation for now, the spring, I mean, what type of strategy goes into mapping out the opponents that you'll play?
So, you know, that's a great question. I would love to, normally what we do in the spring, part of the reason why we progress is because we can take training sessions a little bit slower. They're not quite as intense. There can be a lot more explanation of the tactical differences or tactical changes that we need to make. And then we get to implement those tactical changes against D1 and D2 schools. Before the pandemic hit this last spring, our men had the opportunity to go up and play a Division I team in UVU, and that's hugely beneficial because when you play a bigger school like that, you play a big-time program, they're always ranked in the top 20, and that's in Division I NCAA, you can take away a lot from those games and learn a lot in those games. And so that's one of the things we missed out on. That game was at the end of February, and then March hit, and the pandemic hit, and then our spring season was done. So in the fall, this fall, I would like to mirror what we try to do in the spring usually, which is play, you know, D2 schools like Mesa State in Grand Junction, play Westminster up in Salt Lake, play UVU, play Dixie. Like to get those games in. The problem is unlike the NJCAA, the NCAA hasn't changed. They're still going to play in the fall. And so that limits their capabilities of putting together games against us. And so the likelihood that we're going to be able to play those teams and therefore improve ourselves is not looking very promising. I've sent out emails over the last week and a half trying to find possible games with those teams, and all of them come back with the same response: "Hey, coach, we'd love to, you know, have a game with you again, but our season right now, as it stands, is still going on, and we don't have any openings. There's no way for us to fit you in, and that sort of thing. And so right now, it's looking more and more like we're going to have to play, you know, some teams that we play in the regular season that just aren't in our conference. Like, we're going to have to bring some teams down from Wyoming, or maybe some teams up from Arizona, or vice versa. And that makes things far more difficult. Budget-wise, it makes things difficult because they're not local if we have to travel. And just from perspective of how much we can progress as a team, it makes things more difficult. And then it's not likely to prepare us, not impossible, but not likely to prepare us as well for the spring or for our what will be our regular season in this coming spring.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern men and women's soccer teams as we talk about the changes to the schedules. So, Coach, as far as just trying to get everything finalized, when do you anticipate, or have we reached that point where everything is close, or when do you anticipate it being finalized schedule-wise?
Oh, man, I wish. No. So we've sent out a couple of emails with a couple of different proposals, and we're just trying to get kind of voted on those proposals. Right now, we do not have one game at all. The way that the NJCAA has structured it for the spring now, because that's when our season will be, is from April 2nd until May 24th, you have to fit in all of your conference games, you have to fit in your region games, or your region tournament games, and then you have to fit in your district games, because the week after the 24th is when they're going to hold nationals. So basically, they're going to hold nationals like the first week in June. And so because of that, it's a very condensed schedule. They're claiming, the NJCAA is saying, that we're going to be able to fit 14 games in that time period. There's no way. We were looking at it as coaches the other day and trying to put together these mock schedules to see what one would pass. And just playing our regular conference games, it only allows for 1 week of out-of-conference games. And then basically we have to fit three games into Tuesday, Thursday, and Monday to fit in our region tournament games and our district game. And so it's just become very, very difficult to fit in all that. But if you don't fit that in, then you can't go to the national tournament. So if we, for example, were to win conference and then win the region tournament, but we weren't able to find a day to play the district game, then we don't get to go to nationals. You have to win a district in order to be invited to the national tournament. And so, I mean, it's really tough. We've got a couple of proposals on the table. We're just waiting to hear back what one, you know, is likely to pass, and then we'll go from there. But it looks like right now that our first games of the countable games of the season will be April, I guess, 8th and 10th in the spring. And then we'll just try and fit all of our conference in as quickly as we can and quickly do a region tournament, even if we're forced to do a back-to-back day, which for soccer is really bad to play on a Friday and then play on a Saturday. It's really difficult to do with how much running you do. You just kill your body that way, so...
Well, we can end with this, Coach, and I know in the landscape, especially junior college sports, I mean, this is something that I'm sure is affecting universities, but the turnaround at a university is not near what it is at the JUCO level, and I've had conversations with other junior college coaches. How has this affected your future plan? And again, I think it's very, people sometimes have a short-sighted view. It doesn't just affect 2020, 2021. This affects you all the way, let's say, to 2025. I mean, this is a long-term effect.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it's definitely going to do that at the NCAA level. I believe it is going to set back recruiting, probably, like you said, to 2024, 2025. With us, I see it affecting us maybe for 2 years. The issue is I'm going to have to rely on film, which I don't like to do, in recruiting for next fall. So next year at this time, I'm going to have girls coming in that I've seen film of them, but I've not seen them play live. And that is really, really, really difficult because film's good on its surface, but it doesn't always give you enough information to go on. They can look just absolutely marvelous on film, but they could be playing, you know, the worst team in their division. And so everybody looks like an all-star against that team. And so it's really, really difficult in that regard, because I can see it really affecting, especially how late I took over the women's team. I took over the women's team basically in February of this year, and then less than a month later, the pandemic hits and we're shut down. And so not only do I have girls that I've been their assistant, but I've never really been the head train, you know, the guy that trained them, but also I have, you know, 11 girls coming in that were recruited by the previous head coach that don't know me. I don't really know them. And then on top of that, next year I'm going to have to base my recruiting off of mainly film because I'm not going to be able to go see them because our season's at the wrong time for the recruiting process. If we're playing in the spring, I'm going to miss out on a lot of the games where I get a lot of my recruited kids from. So I'm going to have to rely either on film or I'm going to have to rely on these kids coming to camps that we hold here at the school so that I can see them play. And it just becomes, you know, I can definitely see this affecting at least our women's team till 2023. And our men's team, I think, since I got the recruiting done so early on our men's side this year, I believe it will only affect our men maybe until next year. But, yeah, it certainly has a detrimental effect to all of college athletics. It's just, it's been very, very sad.
Definitely. And, Coach, I know that you're a very busy man, so I appreciate you taking out the time to give us an update on what the situation looks like for the men's and women's soccer squads, and I look forward to many more conversations in the future.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll move to the national side of things. We'll talk boxing. It's a big fight coming up. Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Is it good for boxing? And what's the outcome going to be? We'll talk about that when we return.